single people in this. And thanks to Pope Francis.
Voglio ringraziare anche tutti
I would also like to thank all of the cardinals
scelto me
who have chosen me
successore
to be the successor of Peter and to work together with you
unita,
in a united church,
la pace,
speaking
la
forever,
giustizia,
if
cercando sempre
and
lavorare come uomini,
looking to work
donne,
together as
Gesù
women,
Cristo.
Men, faithful
paura,
to Jesus Christ without any fear
il Vangelo,
to proclaim
per essere
the gospel
missionari.
And to be missionaries.
Sono un figlio di Sant'Agostino.
I am a
Agustiniano.
Saint Augustus. I'm an Augustine myself.
Che ha detto con voi sono cristiano
and
e per voi vescovo.
I'm a
In
questo bishop.
Senso possiamo tutti camminare
united
insieme
with you, and we must
verso
walk
quella patria
towards
che,
that
il quale, la quale Dio ci ha
preparato. Which God has prepared us for.
Alla Chiesa di Roma, un saluto speciale.
The Church of Rome, a special greeting, a special welcome.
Dobbiamo cercare insieme come essere una chiesa missionaria.
To be a missionary church
una chiesa
together,
che costruisce ponti, il dialogo, sempre aperto a ricevere come questa presenza con le braccia.
Receive all of you, all of you in this, huge group that we have, all of you in, and all of us who need our presence, dialogue, and love.
Y se me permiten también una palabra, un saludo.
A few words in Spanish.
A todos aquellos.
I would like
in modo particular
all of those
a mi querida diócesis de Chiclayo en el Perú.
Come from Peru.
Donde un pueblo fiel ha acompañado a su obispo,
accompanied by their
compartido
bishop,
su fe,
has shared their faith,
tanto,
and
tanto para
has given so much to continue being
Cristo.
A church which is faithful to Jesus Christ.
Voi,
all of you, brothers, sisters,
di Roma, di Italia,
from Rome, from Italy,
vogliamo essere una chiesa sinodale, una chiesa che cammina,
a church, a
chiesa che
that walks forward, a church that
pace,
takes a step by step, a church that speaks peace.
Cerca sempre di essere vicino,
especially
coloro che
as close as possible to those who suffer.
Oggi, il giorno della supplica alla Madonna di
Pompei.
Nostra Madre Maria vuole
stare
con noi, stare
vicino. She wants to be close to us. She wishes to be close to us. In seconds in our love, we would like to pray to her with you. Let us pray together for this new mission, and for the whole church, and for peace in the world. And we ask for this particular peace from this specific peace from Mary, our mother. So, Ave Maria,
il Signore con te.
The Lord is with you. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Amen.
Amen.
Santo Padre Leone, a tutti I fedeli presenti,
to all the faithful here present, and to all those who are receiving his blessing, the blessing of the Holy Father, all other forms of technology, and those who are receiving us. May you all receive the blessing of the Church. We pray to God so that we can have the Pope guiding the Church and passing on peace and unity to the Church around the world.
Santi Apostoli Petrus e Paulus, de quorum potestate et autoritate confirmus, ipsi intercedat pro nobis ad Dominum. Amen. Precibus et meritis Beate Mariae Semper Virginis, Beati Michaelis Arcangeli, Beati Ioannis Baptiste, et Sanctorum Apostolorum Petri et Pauli et Omnium Sanctorum, misereatur vestri omnipotens Deus, et dimissis omnibus peccatis vestris, perducat vos Iesus Christus,
ad eternam.
Indulgentiam, absolutionem, et remissionem omnium peccatorum vestrorum, spatium vere, et fructuose
Mary, the Virgin, St. Michael, the Virgin, St. John, the Baptist, the Holy Apostles, Peter, and Paul, and all the saints, may Almighty God have mercy on you and forgive all our sins, all your sins, and may Jesus Christ bring you to everlasting life.
Amen. Et benedictio Dei omnipotens,
may the Almighty and merciful Lord
et
grant you indulgence and
absolution
of your sin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
The new Pope, and the Pope Robert Provost of the U.S., the first American pontiff in history. He is known, as you know by now, as Pope Leo XIV. He is the 267th Pope of the Roman Catholic Church, and he has been elected now. He's been confirmed. The name Leo is a very historical one, but another thing that fascinates me when you look at him and his origins, he becomes the first American-born pontiff in the Church's 2,000-year history. But I was just looking at the Leo, the inspiration behind that, because every Pope has to choose names, his name, and there's a reason why they do so. There have been 13 other popes who have adopted that name, and he's the 14th. The first of them, Pope Leo the Great. What was he famous for? He was famous for asserting the papal authority and confronting Attila the Hun. You may have watched that movie. I have watched the movie. Persuading him not to invade Rome. And I was making a point to you earlier.
about the politics of it.
And that tells you something instantly. about where the world is right now. And he's chosen that name very carefully. Now let's go to the Zoom now and bring in Father Emmanuel Salif, who is the parish priest, St. Patrick, also joining me right now. And I'm delighted to have him actually because he is in Rome tonight. Reverend Father Marfo. Reverend Marfo, I want to come to you first. Please give me your first thoughts and reactions to the historic events unfolding before our very eyes.
Yeah, good afternoon. Well, I don't know whether to say good evening to your viewers or listeners. Yeah, the expression is very that of, you know, we are all happy because at a point we felt the church was at halt, but now we feel the exuberances of the people, as you can witness in the St. Peter Square. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to join them at the St. Peter Square because other than being a priest and a student at the same time, I am also working for the college, and so I happened to be at the reception today, for which reason I couldn't join the people of God at the St. Peter Square. And so, yes, we were all waiting for this day or for this moment. And yesterday, I remember when we first had the black smoke, okay, the first black smoke, we were all like, okay, it is normal, very well. It happens often. And so today, we were hoping that at least, we see a white smoke already in the morning, but it couldn't happen, which is also normal because actually that is that also happened in the time of the election of Pope Francis. And so this evening, around 6 thereabout, we were not seeing anything yet. So we said, okay, fine, let's move on, because at 7, if we don't see any smoke, then it means obviously they are not going to tell us anything, because then they will wait till 7 before they give the third smoke, which will be also black. But then at 18, 17, 15, thereabout, we just saw, okay, there is a white smoke. And so we just prepared. Then the expectation was, okay, who will be the next pope? Mm. So there has been that kind of, you know, a whole mix of reaction and feelings to this.
What for you is the overriding feeling tonight? Is it one, because you are Ghanaian, so we all had a horse in this particular race. That horse did not breast the tape, but you have a pope nonetheless. So what is the overriding feeling for you? One of disappointment, excitement nonetheless, you had a pope?
Okay, I wouldn't say it's that of disappointment because as a student of canon law, I know how these things play, at least to a certain point, you know, because obviously I don't know what happens inside, but I know how the needs of the church and then reading the signs of the time, you know. And so even though we were all expecting, like our president, John Dramani Mahama, that God sees to it that we had a pope, okay? But as to whether this will be the first black pope, no, we already know that he wouldn't have been the first black pope. But the other thing we also considered was that, I personally, let me say, considered was the fact that the timing, was it going to be that which would necessitate the intervention of an African pope? Okay, and so that is also something where I considered personally and knew obviously that even though likely, it was not so much of a probability.
And that is a very fascinating thing that I guess we're blessed that he's sort of agreeing with
what we're saying. And in fact, if you listen to the opening remarks of the Pope we're getting to affirm our own beliefs that he's been talking about building bridges ever since he started, his speech talking about peace and unity. These are instructive words that if you just listen to anybody's initial speech, you'll be able to tell that he's in to unite and also to bring the world together. And that has resonated indeed throughout this speech.
I want to take you to the Christ the King Church right now, where, as you know, faithfuls are beginning to gather to, again, everybody's now trying to digest, coming to terms with the announcement tonight of the new Pope, Pope Leo the 14th. My colleague Nuella is there for us and is standing by with a few members of the church, Catholic church, who are beginning to digest this. And Nuella, what have they been telling you now that we know the identity of a new Pope? He's not Peter Piatek-Singh. He is Pope Leo the 14th. Disappointed or welcoming of this new era?
So I'm right here at the Christ the King Catholic Church right here in Accra. Obviously, where scores of Catholics are gradually gathering in prayer, reflection, and of course celebration following the momentous announcement of the new Pope that has been elected. Not Ghanaian, like we all expected. We were all hoping that Cardinal Texan will be elected, but I guess the world is not ready yet for a black pope. But hey, we're also very much excited that a new American pope marking history has been elected. Here at the Christ the King Church, it's quite a bit empty. Like I said, a lot of people are now coming or gradually gathering, but I'm here with the catechist to get his reaction about this news. Hello, sir.
Yes.
I'm
Daniel Ejodongo.
What do you make, I mean, of this whole process? Are the 2 days a new pope has been elected? What do you make of it?
Yes, for me, I'm happy. If my memory was setting it right, I think the late Pope was elected, I think it was the fifth time, fifth election or so, if not the fourth, it was the fifth. And this one being the second, I think it's good for us Catholics. Yes, because we know that in every institutional organization, there should be a leader. And if you are there and you don't have a leader, then it's like you are an orphan. Yes, I remember the good book tells us that there's a shepherd, and the shepherd must be a good shepherd. Jesus himself was a good shepherd. And we Catholics believe that Peter, who happens to be the first pope, was actually a great and a good shepherd. And our late bishop was equally good. Pope was equally good. So today that we've been told that there's a new pope, we pray that he will follow the footsteps of the immediate past Pope.
And like I said, here in Ghana, we're all rooting for Cardinal Texan to be elected. Obviously, he wasn't. How disappointing is that for you?
For me, as a catechist, I'm not actually disappointed, because electing a leader and in the matter of the Pope, it's not just a matter of just appointing somebody that you love or you think he's a good friend or no. It's a matter of going into deep prayer. And I believe whoever has been elected, this is the directives of the Holy Spirit. So for me, I'm happy.
Okay. So this new Pope, I'm sure you've heard of him, Pope Leo the 14th, is an American. How are you receiving that?
Well, we believe in the Catholic faith, and we know how our priests, our bishops, our archbishops, and cardinals, popes that have come actually work. So for us, we believe that they will give us what we want. Yes.
And what are your expectations, as you know, an African, a Ghanaian Catholic, with this new election? What are you hoping for?
Well, all that I'm expecting is that what the previous popes have actually come to do, this is a new pope who follows suit. That's all.
That's a very political answer. I wanted a more in-depth, you know.
Oh, well, I know that our popes that have been elected years ago have all played their role, so I expect this one to equally do the same.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So there you have it, Evans. It's a lot of excitement here from the Christ the King Catholic Church. We've all been waiting for this day. On the far here, he was elected on the fourth ballot, or fourth vote. What time? Under 2 days. Anyway, a new pope has been elected, and like I said, I will try and still get a number of people to speak to us.
Hello.
And that there's Noella. Everybody's getting very excited
about it. Yeah.
And so you can expect that Noella too will catch in the cold, especially when you find us about the Christ the King Parish. And I want to also bring in Father Emmanuel Salifu. He is the parish priest at St. Patrick here in Accra and Atomic. And I know you've been watching all this unfold. I know we're all, leaders in the church are keeping this very calm exterior, but confess, you were very hopeful that Peter Piatek will be elected, correct? Is it possible? I was going to please confess.
Yes.
I never had expectations of who, because over the years, every favorite has never come up.
Okay.
And that is how come eventually we had the expression, he who goes into the conclave as a pope comes out as a cardinal. Because trust me, if you look and listen to all the political statements and the calculations, Cardinal Robert was never considered. I mean, in my view, the news I was following, I never heard his name. And yet this is what God has done. And I think that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, and that indeed.
So I'm excited, actually.
Yeah, okay, so excited. So tell me, what does this new pope, the fact that it's coming, for the first pope to come from America? Let's look ahead now. What does this mean for the Catholic Church? And the world, really. What for you? What was the significance of this for the Catholic Church in the world?
I think that the significance will be something that Pope Francis pointed out to us, that the church, first of all, is universal. And that after having gone to South America, we have come to America. So the spirit is blowing wherever. I think I heard your colleague mention that the world is not ready for an African pope. I think I beg to differ. The world is actually ready for any kind of pope. Mm. And this is an indication of the first. I mean, we cannot have, if let's say that an African pope had been elected, I'm not sure we would have said that the world is not ready for an American pope. So we cannot go the other side and say the world is not ready for an Asian pope. So first of all, I think that the point will be the church is universal and is inclusive, and everybody is part of the church. And I love the statement he made in his first speech. It's beautiful. He pointed out a certain continuity, which has to do with building bridges, which is a term that Pope Francis used he used a lot. He spoke about synodality, which is a very important term that has come. He spoke about working together and being together, everybody being inclusive. And these are all things that Pope Francis brought to our attention. But then again, I'm looking at his name, and I've been trying to connect why he chose Leo.
Yeah.
And as you have mentioned, there have been a number of them, seven of them have been saints, have been canonized saints. So I looked at the first Pope Leo, and I looked at the last Pope Leo. Obviously, I'm feeling these two might have had an influence in his life.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the first Pope Leo, and we know, especially Pope Leo's Tome. Pope Leo's Tome was actually the writing that set the tone for the belief that Jesus is truly God and truly man. You know, there was Arius who believed that, who was a priest who started a heresy that Jesus is not God, and that Jesus is higher than a human being and was used by God for our salvation, but is not equal to God. Now, the church in asserting that Jesus is God, eventually, we had another heresy where people said, if he is God, then he cannot really be a human being. Now, it is Leo who was able to put these two together and say, he is truly God and truly man. And for me, I think that this will be the point of who a pope is.
a pope will become a bridge between humanity and divinity. Just like Jesus became a bridge, who is God and who is man. The two natures are in God. Yeah. Of course, I'm not in any way suggesting that a pope is God, not at all. But I'm saying by picking the name, he seemed to be pointing out the fact that his hope is to bridge humanity and divinity.
That's a fascinating point also, and I'm pretty sure we're all beginning to learn a bit more. Just a few minutes to wrap up and hand over to Blessed, who just left me for another big conversation coming up. So I want to quickly give the final word to Marfo. Marfo, just that analysis there we've just been listening to from your colleague, Father Salifu, it's a fascinating one, that the choice of Leo, if what he's just said in his first speech to the Catholic Church is anything to go by, do you expect him? He's described by some as a pragmatist, but also one who mainly wants to, you know, bridge and champion peace. Is he the right pope for our time, considering where we are in geopolitical affairs right now? Just briefly.
Okay, very well. I simply accept the rebuttal of my brother Emmanuel Salifu for the fact that whether we are ready or not ready. But I'm looking at the political side of it. He being from the United States of America helps us, you know, because already they have these polemics, or let me say ideologies of gay and all that. And if you remember, there has been different laws or norms to battle this, and even different documents within the heart of the church, for which reason I think at a point the African bishops were even in a way against some of the things that Cardinal Turkson used or to defend the Pope. And so the motto, going back to what the new Pope, the motto he has chosen is in illo uno unum, which in a way, in an interpretative translation, means in that one is truly unity. Okay, in that one is truly unity, or you may also say oneness is found in the one. And so already the motto he has chosen is also a way of buttressing the point that Father Salifu made, that he intends to bridge.
Yeah.
But then as to what he will actually do, we leave it in the hands of God and in the guidance of the Holy Spirit, who will lead us to see the future.
Yeah, indeed. Fascinating times, indeed. Father Marfo and Reverend Father Salifu, thank you very much for joining us with your insights in this. And if you're just joining us tonight, we have a new pope, Habemus Papam, indeed. And that is one fascinating outcome, considering that we're all today looking forward to the possibility of having a first African pope, not a first black pope, by the way, but somebody from Ghana that we've all been rooting for, our own Peter Pia Tekson. That didn't turn out, but of course the Catholics have a new pope, and we will be looking forward to his work in the coming days. And President Donald Trump is on Truth Social and has released this message on your screen. It says, "Congratulations to Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost, who was just named Pope. It is such an honor to realize that he is the first American Pope. What excitement and what a great honor for our country. I look forward to meeting Pope Leo XIV. It will be a very meaningful moment indeed." That's Donald Trump himself stirring controversy when he put up a picture of himself dressed as a Pope. And that, as we've seen there, a lot criticize him, but he's welcome this new Pope. Great times indeed for the Catholic Church. A lot of meaning being read into that, and a significance for the world on fire right now with a lot of wars in several continents. He has a tough task, but he's chosen for himself one guiding principle and theme, which is peace and oneness. I'm going to be crossing over right now to Joy Prime Studios, where we're going to be bringing you our special Joy News National Dialogue, repealing LI-2462, uniting voices to protect Ghana's forest and water bodies. It is a major theme. And indeed, we're talking about this on the day when Pope Francis's successor has just been elected. And he was one of those popes who championed environmental stewardship and protection of the environment generally. It is just right that shortly after we've elected, the cardinals have elected his successor, we have a conversation about something that he stood for, he fought for, and lived for. That is a conversation around what we do with our environment and doing everything to protect it. And my colleague, Brother Soga, is going to be taking over for this next part of our coverage on the Joy News channel, the Joy News National Dialogue. My name is Evans Mensah. Enjoy the rest of your evening, but stay with us as we continue with Pope Francis' legacy of defending the environment.
Joy 99.7 FM.